Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nation.
Praise the Lord. Yes, it's good to be in the presence of God once again. It's good to minister here. I'm glad that, Noel is here. You're very welcome from school. Keegan, Kyle, come on. Yes, Keegan and Kyle, they are back from school. You're very welcome. Who else? Yes, Esther, you're welcome. Yes, I think that's pretty much it. Let us clap for the Lord. Let's just use our hands and clap for the Lord for his goodness, for thus far he has brought us. As I sat there, I was like, these guys don't sing. Because I think, why did I even sit here? Guys who are behind me, I couldn't hear anyone singing. I could only hear here in front, yeah? But let us really take praise and worship. First, I'm saying I rebuke you. You guys, I don't have energy this morning to do that, okay? But maybe as you want to help me to rebuke them, Banangi. Let us serve, Pastor. Let me do the work, okay? Because if you come see, I don't know how I'll preach again. But guys, let us be serious with praise and worship. As I was seated there, I just couldn't hear anything. Adults, you don't have voices. I was like, you know? And it was just difficult for me to worship. I know the worship team was going through their emotions there. But I was like, if we were worshiping, if we were helping with our voices, maybe it would have been much better. But you know, when you come to church and you leave everything, you know, to someone, and even when things are not working out, it just gets worse. So adults, please worship. But also, let us go back and tell our children, when we come to church, let them sing. These children can sing. Oh, your Keegan, oh, your Kyle. They can sing. Noel. You know, these people can sing. Yeah? Christina, I want one Sunday hear your voice coming through. Matayo. Yes, I've heard all of you shout. I have taught all of you down there, so I know that we can actually sing. Let us take things serious and not be what? Spectators, even if quite a lot can be happening in front. Amen? Glory to God. I think, Pastor, I've done a good job. If you want, please continue from there. Those are like three chibokos, but feel free to come after and just give 10. Amen? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let us appreciate the worship team. Sammy didn't thank them. Did you? Yes, let us appreciate the worship team. Worship team, we appreciate you. We appreciate what you do, how you try, when you get it, when you don't get it. You are still ministering before God. And yes, Teddy, part of LAT. Amen. Hallelujah. But let us all try. Let us all endeavor to do a good work for the Lord. Hallelujah. We talked about the Great Commission, and just a little recap of it. We based on Matthew 28:16-20, and it says, then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee to the mountain which Jesus had appointed for them. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And yes, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen. And from there, we say that our commission starts with an instruction to go, right? It starts with an instruction to go, and then the assignment is to a particular people, and those are the nations, whom we said last week that the nations means the heathen, people who do not know the gospel. And the assignment was to reach out to them, was to teach them to make disciples. It was to reach out to them, make disciples, as in preach the word, Make disciples, baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teach them to observe all things. So that is the assignment we were given. And last week we also said that LAT, that is our assignment, because we say that we entered the phase of Christ for the nations. It has always been our assignment, but when it comes to us entering a phase or seasons, then that means that there's going to be a lot of emphasis on that particular thing, which is Christ for the nations. And then we said that for the assignment, remember we talked about what were the disciples, how did the disciples reach out? I said they saddled donkeys and probably they went door to door, winning souls to Christ. And we said that what does that look like for us today? We don't have a donkey, we don't have, you know, some of us don't even have borders. But guess what? We have something that can reach people more or faster, something that is more effective. That is the internet, those are our phones, the social media. That is what we have right now. I don't know anything that is as efficient in terms of spreading news, in terms of spreading any message, like social media platforms or the internet. Right now, I do not know, what that is. Then we also said that we have to reach out to people the way they are. Like Paul said in 1 Corinthians 9:19 to 23, Paul said, for the sake of winning souls, to the Jew, he will be a Jew. To those under the law, as under the law. To the weak, he will be weak, etc. That means that we have to reach out to people the way they are and speak a language they understand without compromising the gospel. Hallelujah. Then we also say that when we reach out to the gospel, when we reach out with the gospel of Jesus Christ, let us not be discouraged when we do not see immediate results. Why? Because not every message will end up in an altar call or an immediate conversion. Hallelujah. Not every message will do that. Yeah. Even I believe that, by the way, that people like Billy Graham, even when he would preach the gospel and make an altar call, not everyone in that conference walked to the front or gave their lives to Christ. No. Not everyone did it at the same time. Hallelujah. So even us, when we are spreading the gospel, when we are taking the message of Jesus Christ to the nations, when we are doing Christ for the nations, it is good to expect an instant transformation, and they'll be there. But also it's important to remember that. Hallelujah. And also we said, we have to also use what God has given us. What are your talents, your giftings? Use them just like Jesus Christ, our Savior, did. Hallelujah. Then we also said, the last thing we said was, go in the authority of Christ Jesus. Because the business of soul winning is war. It is the war between the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of darkness, and therefore there will be a lot of resistance. And when those things happen to you, or when those things happen, maybe you're reaching out to someone and there is resistance, or there is something, a demonic flare up of anywhere, do not get scared. Hallelujah. Why? Because you have gone in the authority of Jesus Christ. And remember the last thing he says in verse 20, that I will be with you till the end. Meaning, I'm not giving you an assignment, even if I'm going away. I'm not giving you an assignment to close shop. I'm giving you this assignment. I'm going to be with you. We are going to do this together. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So, before I go to the next part, I just want to know how many of us did that assignment this week? Anything you posted to do with the Lord Jesus Christ. And by the way, LAT, this is very, very serious on a personal level. Is there anything that you did apart from Grace Joy, because I heard her testimony? Is there anything that you did this week? Pastor, I was going to say Pastor Sam, Minister Sam, he has said he is glad to be what? To be born again, that we shouldn't leave the mulamwa. So now I'm asking Minister Sam, did you do anything this week about the Great Commission, the assignment you were given? And there's only one person who put up their hand. So tugenda bibuyira bino ebintu, even 31st December, don't come here getting ready to kutola. We are going to be talking about preaching the gospel. Yay. We are going to be talking about what? Preaching the gospel. Don't come, because it's only Grace Joy who did something. Only Grace Joy. And only Grace Joy, because she's, oh, and Christine, are you putting up your hand or the baby? Ah, and Robin. So the rest of us, I am going to tell you once again that this work is serious. Glory to God. This work is serious. I'm going to tell you, and I'm going to emphasize, and I don't know if I should even cancel what I was going to preach. Maybe I should just redo what I preached last week. This is serious. It's like you having an assignment and you don't show up to class. You have a class, you just don't show up to it. This is not the way we should be. Your status says, I and Pastor Moses don't monitor them. You could have actually just posted a what? A scripture. That is what we said last week. Glory to God. By a show of hands, how many of us posted something, anything at all, on our statuses this week? Anything. Be truthful in the house of the Lord, lest I call down sulfur, fire, and brimstone. Be truthful. How many of us posted something on your status? You're selling merchandise. You're posting a car. What do men post? Arsenal. Yeah, that one came in quite quickly. If you know that you posted something this week on your status, and most of you did, through the windows, me, I'm looking at you. Because I spent 1 hour and a half, I think, or 45 minutes last week here preaching my heart out, a message I felt I was sent to preach to you. By the time I left, my back, my feet were hurting, and guess what? Nobody showed up to class. This cannot go on. Glory to God, children. Glory to God. Yes, this cannot go on. Use your statuses for something. Use your internet for something good. Hallelujah. Yes, Mr. Kalibala Nkulaba, I'm going to call you Sam Wanga. Yeah? People who are so fast, who have phones and they are quick. Mark Wamai, my OB, we have a work to do with the Lord. Mami Kengonzi, we have work to do with the Lord. Yes? Mami Sheki, I see you there. They say that women are the biggest numbers usually in church. But we have work to do. You did? You told a friend. Hallelujah. Please clap for her. For her, she went ahead of you. She has, that is 90%. Glory to God. The status part, internet is the beginning part. You guys have not done anything with that. Now, for her, if she even spoke to someone, that is 90. Hallelujah. Glory to God. She spoke to someone and that is already 90%. Glory to God. So people, let us be serious with the things that are preached here. And, you know, in a sense, many times we, I don't know, Christians, before I even go to pray, I just feel we have made our relationship with God not any different from a witch doctor's relationship with their client. Why? Because we come to church and we are praying, God, give me a car, give me a wife, give me a spouse. That is what people go to Mama Fina for. God, break my enemy's legs. Those are the things that Christians pray. That even people who go to a shrine, go and they ask Mama Fina, abalabe bange, deal with them. So now when you come to church, and that is all you're telling God, break, give me this, give me that. I want to finish the year in whatever. Protect my business, protect my family. How different are you going to be? No muntu yakede, and they went to a shrine, and they gave Mama Fina a list of things like that. How different is it? How different is it? If anything, by the way, that one, when they leave the shrine, they may go and tell their friend, "Nasanze yo mukugu." For you, you didn't tell anyone about the person you were asking things for during the week. You didn't tell anyone about Jesus Christ. Let us be serious. Hallelujah. Let us be what? Serious. If you didn't preach, if you didn't send anything, if you didn't do anything about what was preached on Sunday, I don't think I'm surprised that even the worship, we were not even worshiping. That is how we take God like that. You just come, you stand, hold your hands, sing under your breath, ask a few things or two, meditate on your needs and leave. But that is not what we are here for. L.A.T., Christ for the Nations, hallelujah. And Jesus Christ is our desire, and we have to take him to the nations. So I'm going to continue from where I stopped last week. Again, Matthew 28:16. Please display it. I'm not going to do many verses. Verse 18. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Give me 18 only. All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Jesus starts the instruction with telling them about his authority. Then he says, now I'm instructing you to go. That means that this ceases to be when someone comes to you in a certain position with authority. They are trying to tell you that this is not a suggestion. It is actually a what? A command. So, and this is why I had to tell us to be serious with this, because Jesus was not suggesting to the disciples to take the message of the gospel, to reach out to the nations. Jesus was giving them a command, L.A.T. Jesus was giving them a command. Jesus has given us a command. Why? Because he says authority is mine. So know the person who is speaking to you. Hallelujah. Know the person who is speaking to you. I am someone of authority, both in heaven and on earth. Hallelujah. So that instruction then is not a suggestion. It is a command. Glory to God. We are not obeying the what? The commandment. But we are being told, please, the thing of spreading the gospel is a command. And the day you got born again, the day you got born again, you believed, you qualified to go and spread the gospel. Hallelujah. Yes, Keegan and Kyle, I don't know. I have to keep saying that, but I'm looking at one boy. But because I don't know, again, Keegan, Kyle, yes, just, hey, Kyle. Yeah, so this is a command for us to, the business of spreading the gospel is a command. The business of making disciples is what? Is a command to us. It is not a suggestion. Meaning you will not say, today I'm not going to do this. Whether by your lips, by your actions, you have to be spreading the gospel. Ask yourself if you are actually spreading the gospel. Amen? So, what is this gospel? What is this gospel? That Jesus Christ, what is this message really about Jesus Christ? That he was telling them, reach out, take the message to the nations, make disciples. So what is included? What is included in this gospel? We know that the gospel means good news. Or if you didn't know, the gospel is good news. And it means the life, the death, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Mr. Kalibala, the life, the death, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Anything else that is not those things, it is not the gospel. Anything else that you hear being preached, anything else that we have made the gospel to be, that does not talk about the life, the death, the resurrection of Christ Jesus, is not the gospel. The gospel is not prophecy. It is not the gifts of the Spirit. The gospel is not that. No. The gospel is not giving and prosperity. The gospel is not that. And this is why probably we are not, as Christians, we are not effective ministers of this gospel, because even what we are preaching is not it. You go, you hear someone saying, come to the Lord, all your problems will be dealt with. Is that the gospel? Is that what God told the disciples to take? You come to the Lord Jesus Christ, you will get a spouse. Is that what you were told? Me, when we were being prepared for those missions at campus, this was made very clear. Do not enter someone's household and start telling them, come to Jesus, you're going to get healed, supposing they don't. Supposing after you have said that, and in the next minute, it was appointed to them to die. You're still saying, come, you're going to get healed. And the guy drops dead in you. What? So we're told, don't preach those things. Preach the life, the death, and the resurrection of Christ Jesus. The life of Jesus simply means, who is he? He came from heaven. The Son, only begotten Son of God, came from heaven or to earth. Two, he died for you. That's the death. Three, he didn't remain there. He resurrected. You were sinful. That is why it happened. And you need him. In other words, the gospel, the true essence of the gospel, it is to answer the question of sin. Now for us in this age, we deal with people, and we have said it here many times, for whom things like jangu, yeah, jangu wa mukama, come to Jesus and you'll get prosperous. There are people who are 10 times more prosperous than you can even imagine. How are you going to reach such a person if you go and you tell them those things? They'll be like, say what? How are you going to, if you say, okay, you come, give into this ministry, and that is not the gospel, because some people have actually been giving. That, did you know that the people who are naturally this predisposition to give, like for them they give, ngate, they are not even born again. But giving comes very easy for them. I have met such people. Now the only thing is, now that one, you tell them even your giving will not answer the sin question. Yes, you have given, but what about the sin you commit? The gospel answers that question. Hallelujah. So I'm going to take us through very quickly what actually the concepts of the gospel are. Hoping that this week we are better. Glory to God. Just take one thing out of these three things that I'm going to mention. You cannot tell me that you didn't know what to say to somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And if you talk to someone last week, like Mami Sheki, this time you're going to be better, I promise you. Now I'm going to give you scud after scud. You preach like Graham. Hallelujah. Yeah. So, the concepts of the gospel. One, the problem. The gospel addresses the issue of the sin. That's what I've been talking about. So the problem is that humanity sinned. So there are those people who will tell you, for me, I do this, I go to church, I fulfill all my duties, just like the rich young ruler, but there is that question of sin that the rich young ruler could not answer. He did everything according to the law, but Jesus was trying to tell them, follow me, I am the only way to the Father, not even your works. So you start with the problem. What is the problem? Sin. Glory to God. Then two, in taking this message, and I'm not even going to go and give us verses because all those verses are there in the Bible. Number two is the solution. Jesus Christ was sent from the Father as a sacrifice for you. He died on the cross. Jesus Christ didn't disappear somewhere and come back. It is clear Jesus Christ died on the cross and he rose from the dead. Banete mukeda bidako. Very, very important when you're preaching the gospel, because there is no any other religious leader that has risen from the dead. Even Mama Fina, those people, none of them has risen from the dead, but our Savior rose from the dead. Hallelujah. When you talk about death, the death of Jesus Christ on the cross, please let it go in tandem with the resurrection. Tomureka ayo. Glory to God. Because you will soon realize when you're talking to this person, the resurrection of Jesus Christ comes in handy. Hallelujah. For me, I remember listening to those debates. Remember the things of Ani Awaba. The resurrection was one of the things that always came back with a bang. Glory to God. Until that time, people are like, Nabi Yafa, Nafe Wafe Yafa. Ours also died. Then you're like, but did yours resurrect? Then there is what? Silence. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So you're talking about the death of Christ Jesus. Remember to talk about the resurrection. Get all your Easter verses and think about them. Then the third thing is the response. So what happens when Jesus Christ resurrects from the dead? What is expected of us? We are expected to repent and put our faith in Jesus Christ and receive the forgiveness. Believe him. That is it. Your response, the response of the people you're ministering to, is believe. Now, there is a challenge sometimes that people feel that sometimes when we, you know, when we present the gospel, it is too good to be true that someone could die for you and someone tells you, just believe that you were sinful, someone took your place, died in your place, resurrected. Now, what happens is, all my experience has been, people feel that it's too good to be true. Can I do something more beyond just believing that? If you have ever preached to someone, they're like, just believing. Just believe in Jesus Christ. Just. And I'm like, yeah, you just believe. Why? Because people feel it's too good to be true. I must do something. So I also realize that the need to do something keeps people away from actually accepting Jesus Christ. From accepting the good news. But they're like, it can't be. I must do something. And even in the Bible, we see that at one point, I think it was the church in Galatia, the Galatians, they received Jesus Christ. Then after they felt that we have to add other things, things of, you know, works in order for us to have eternal life. And Paul comes and says, but you started off well. You believed the message of the gospel. You believed the message of grace. Now who bewitched you that you should even now start putting acts of like works so that you can access eternal life? It was clear. The question of accessing eternal life, the first step is believe Jesus Christ. Then you will have eternal life. It is as simple as that. Glory to God. So now do not put in other things to get eternal life. When we are preaching the gospel, that is not a place to start telling people those things. Glory to God. At least the baby agrees. Praise the Lord. Amen. Then the last thing is that the outcome. What is the outcome? Two things. Or one, eternal life, which means a relationship with God. The one which was destroyed in the first place, where we said the problem. After, at the outcome is that is actually dealt with. Hallelujah. I have seen many people who say, but you know, you've told me these things, but let me give an example of some guy. This is not related to Jesus Christ, but it will be relevant to this. I meet this guy, and his family goes to Zoe. And they pay homage, or homage, yes. They pay homage to Elvis. So, but he doesn't like it, and he knows that there is something gravely wrong with it. So, I get to interact with him. We speak, and then I tell him, you know what? This guy is off. He's like, yeah, I know. You know, like when you see something wrong, but he was like, I know there is something. Because of the fruit, what I'm going through, what I'm experiencing, there is something very wrong. Then I tell this guy, I'm like, well, for me, I can take you to someone. I'm like, now remember Pastor Moses' things, remember? Those things we say, Pastor Moses' things. I remember the CV, Pastor Moses. First of all, he's my pastor. Was Elvis's best man. Glory to God, Pastor. Was Elvis's best man. One thing, it cannot be undone. Hallelujah. ever, forever in the, in pig, where are you guys? Forever in pictures, in sitting rooms. Yeah, exhibit A, you know. Two, served with a guy. Okay. Three, he left. Four, he's still alive. Five, he is prosperous. I'm like, you know what? I tell the gentleman, I want to introduce you to somebody who will take you through that guy. This person has every right to call Elvis, Elvis, or Elvo. Yeah? So, you know why I told him that? Because I forced him to call Elvis, Elvis. Like, it was like it is haram to even mention the name Elvis without putting a title prophet. So I kept on telling him, at first didn't even want to reveal to me that man of God. But as I pushed and pushed, because I knew the things he was talking about, there was fruit is the same. Bad fruit is bad fruit. So I knew this must be either Elvis or Brother Ronnie or Grace Lubega. So I tell the gentleman, I'm like, me, I can take you to someone. Okay, if my testimony, if what I'm telling you is like you're fearing me or what, me, I can take you to someone. Do you know, this gentleman told me, he's like, that person, if I tell you the things, I shared them in the prayer meeting. To date, I'm still amazed, like how someone thinks. He said, this person that you want to take me to, you say, he was that guy's best man. I'm like, yeah. They served together. I'm like, yeah. He's like, this person, were they allowed to see me? I'm like, yes. Then the guy starts asking me, from where? I'm like, you, where do you want to be met? He's like, no, but you see men of God. Eh? You can't just meet them anywhere. Then, of course, I'm thinking, Pastor, the chef. Pastor, even when you're there, when he's at the chef, his guy is there. When you're passing, you even see, there are things that are going through my mind. I'm like, how can someone fear to meet somebody at the chef? Really? So I'm like, So I'm like, but he can organize. He's like, are you really, really sure? I'm like, yes. Then he says, so what should I dress like? I'm like, dress like to meet Pastor Moses? You realize, do you know what that looks like? It just sounds so foreign. So he's like, I'm like, what do you mean dress like? As long as you're not naked, just come. He's like, but so what should I prepare? Like, what gift should I bring? I'm like, gift? Gift? He's like, yeah. Then he's like, how you know, men of God, you can't just show up, when you're empty-handed. I'm like, yes, but mostly no here. You just come. Then he's like, does he have a big car? I'm like, yes, he has a big car. And then he's like, but I'm like, so why are you asking about the car? He's like, auntie, now you know those men of God sometimes, you know, they have these cars. And so I realized that later when I probed more, I realized he's worried about being asked for a big gift, maybe even a car, you know. Then he's like, so security detail, please, as I mentioned this, please keep the picture of Pastor Moses and his mundane life in your mind. And please also remember me, just put yourself in my shoes while I was talking to this guy. He's like, so now what about like security detail? Do we need like clearance? You mean you can really make this happen? I'm like, security detail? Hey, Abby, security detail. Which one do you know? I'm like, security detail? Pastor Moses, for all I know, that guy, he's a man of faith. Kubanga, I think he just walks with his angels somewhere. That is his security detail. But he is, like, I try to tell this person that the person you're going to meet, the person I'm telling you, is normal, just like you and I. Then he's like, so does he prophesy? What were you saying? What are you saying, guys? Praise the Lord. you guys, majority. There was a time, my friend. There was a time, okay? But of course, he still prophesies. So he's like, so does he prophesy? I'm like, why are you asking if this person prophesies? He's like, because, you know, some of us, you know, our lives are not straight, madam. So I want to know, just in case, because remember, Elvis would what? Would locate you, what you were doing last night, what you're going to do next year in July. He would tell those things to you at that moment. So this guy is so scared about his life that he's like, if I now go to this guy, and moreover, the other guy is thorough like that, and now I go to this guy, and this guy is like, then he's like, now. I'm like, he prophesies, he can see. Of course, now at that point, I'm like, no, but you know, you're trying to make progi for this guy with the man of God, so you're not the Holy Spirit. So in my mind, I'm like, I remembered all those things, pastor, is a seer, what, all the prophetic words. I'm like, but at this time, in my mind, I'm like, this time, pastor had better see, because now the guy starts asking me again. So I'm like, why? He's like, you know, also, are you really sure, like, he can keep this meeting? He will not tell Elvis. I'm like, no, he won't. Can you imagine? I'm like, no, he will not tell Elvis these things. He's like, he won't even locate me. I'm like, I don't know if they're going to locate you or not, because I know he is a man who is also gifted. So this guy starts, like, you could see he stopped everything he was doing, and this was going on. He wanted me to what? To convince him and to comfort him that things are what? Things are different. So another thing he asked me, those are things I can remember. He asked me, the last thing he asked me for was a picture. Like, okay, like, can I see him? I'm like, but now why? He's like, because, you know, that guy Elvis is surrounded by so many people. So he thought that maybe I'm lying, and maybe I'm spying, and maybe, you know, and Pastor Moses could be one of, this person I'm telling him about could be one of Elvis's people. And so it is her guy. Where you look at your guy, he's here questioning you. You understand, like, sort of like snitch on him. But I told him, no, this won't happen. But I understood this gentleman. Most of us here are like, what? But let me tell you the trauma people have gone through. The trauma this gentleman spoke with. At that point, he was so timid. Let me tell you, bondage is bad. This guy was so timid to that extent. Just because I'm telling him, come and meet somebody. So now he asks me for a picture. I look through my phone. It hit me. I didn't have Pastor Moses' what? The picture I had in my phone was an embarrassing picture. Pastor was, you know, like how Pastor had gone for this wedding or for a function. And someone zoomed in. This is a picture I have. Someone zoomed in. You could see, you know, a zoomed picture of Pastor with his shades, yeah? And Pastor was like this. And now the person even went ahead and wrote on the picture, you can run, but you cannot hide. It was a joke. So I looked at the picture. I said, no, I cannot show what? I cannot show this picture to this guy. He will think I'm what? I'm a mufedi. So recently, Pastor shared with us some pictures. Immediately, Pastor did it, unbeknownst to him. I'm like, guy, yo. If he is serious, he has to meet Pastor. I cropped out Pastor like this properly. I got a picture where Pastor, I don't know, he had a hat on. Yeah? But thank God there were no shades. So I cropped out the picture like this and what? And sent it to this gentleman. And I'm like, this is the guy. And I'm like, also, feel free to ask around if they are still friends. I'm still working. Glory to God. I'm telling you that story to tell us that sometimes that is how people are when they are coming to Christ. They have so much trauma and bondage that they feel that just meeting Jesus Christ, you have to go through hoops and loops and security detail and what, and clean yourself up and come with a gift and come and do obeisance, and then you accept the Lord Jesus Christ. No, that is not it. But that is the whole gist of me telling you the story. But also because I realized some people are sleeping. So, yes. So, So when we are taking this gospel to people, the message that I just broke down for us, you're going to meet people who are like that, who feel that it's just not enough, that it is too good to be true. Jesus is too good to be true. What you're telling them is too good to be true. And they want to first go and clean up and then they come back. But that is not what our Jesus is. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When he called all those disciples, the 12, none of them first went to a priest to be cleansed. None of them first went to offer sacrifices because at that time that is what was required. Jesus said, follow me. And they left and followed him. That is what should, it should be that simple. Glory to God. Amen. And another thing is that the more we witness, the more we talk, we share the gospel, the more we get better at it. This is what I was telling Mommy Sheki. The more you witness, the more you get better at it. And the more you don't, by the way, the things will go out of your head. Hallelujah. That is why I was like, now the one who has 90%, by the time she leaves, she has to be better. Because this has to be our daily thing. So the more you witness, the more you get experience. There is, you know, those people who have gone to the mission fields, when it comes to the message of the gospel, pa, 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 they break it down. And simply and very quickly, they are concise, they are precise. As you're starting out, things may be a little bit, you know. Another experience I want to share with you is, before many of you joined LAT, we had university outreach. Did you know that? Did you know we had university outreach? Some people knew, some didn't, some don't. But we used to go room to room, Chambogo, and we knock, two by two, in Chambogo University. We knock and we enter and we preach the gospel and we get out. Again, my experience was, by the time you finish 10 rooms, by the time you're on the 10th, you're actually better than you started. And that is just how it is. So the more you share the gospel, it gets better, it gets easier. Remember, you're working with the Lord Jesus Christ. You're not doing this alone. So you're getting better, it's getting easier, you're getting more and more bold. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. So it says, Matthew 19, go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. That means baptizing them in the Trinity, okay? So go therefore and make disciples of all nations. So what are these disciples? The Bible says, okay, disciples are followers. Disciples are what? Followers. They are imitators. They are students. Monkey see, monkey do. So if you do not play monkey see, monkey do with God, with Jesus, ask yourself if you're a true disciple. Yeah? Disciples are imitators. They are students. They are followers. Hallelujah. That is why the 12 were called the disciples. Because they did the things that Jesus was doing. They were following Jesus everywhere he was going. They were being like Jesus. They were changing every day. And they were like Jesus. Hallelujah. So we are supposed to make disciples, not just converts. Someone who comes and says, you know, yes, I accept Jesus Christ, blah, blah, blah. I believe, I confess, and then they go. We are supposed to make disciples. But one of the ways we are going to make disciples is by we ourselves being disciples. Glory to God. If the disciples, the 11 who are with Jesus at that point, were not yet, according to Jesus, disciples, like they're not yet like him, he would never have sent them out. But he said, you know what? Teach them the things I have taught you, the things I've commanded you. Teach them to observe all things. Why? Because at this point, Jesus says that these guys are ready to go. They are like me. They will teach. Glory to God. So for us to make disciples, we have to remember that we are the light of this world. We are the salt of this world. In our actions, in our speech, in everything that we do. And the last thing is, the what? Statuses. Yes, in our statuses. You can even take it as far as your profile picture. Nowadays, Christine, did you akobado kamani? Hey, Hey. ask me later why I called out Christine on that one. But it is serious. 2 weeks ago, we were at my children's school. The school was closing and they were telling us to post. Do you know they took us through how to post statuses? Abantu, by the way, parents, I could see my someone next to me there. Nga, they are lost mu status. Abuze mu simu ye. Yeah? And they first told us, okay, now, this is how you're going to post on your statuses. Android first. iPhone first. Hold on. Android first. Now, open this. You're going to see this thing. Then after, get this and put it there. Android ended. iPhone. For the iPhone, even the owner of the school is the one who took us through. iPhone holders, prosperous people have things, but don't know how to use them. So iPhone, get into the status. When you see this, you're going to see an arrow. Tap on it, share. You guys. Hey, let me tell you, those things are real. People do not know how to post a status. People don't know how to post a status. Now, if you want to learn today, I'm offering it as an after-service thing. I'm going to sit behind there. If you want me to teach you, Android, I've got you. iPhone, I have got you. Android, I have someone. Minister Isoke will help me because he has Android. This is Android. You don't know how to post status. But these things are serious. There is someone, I think Sam's dad, yes, my father-in-law, one time he was doing his things, you know, old people doing his things, checking over messages. Then guess what? He posted a status. He didn't even know he had posted. Then someone called him. Thank God, people, living a clean life is good. So thank God, someone called him and said, Muzei, you have posted something. What is that about? Because he never posts what? Statuses. He's like, what? Where is the thing? So the phone call now started. We had to get Kayungirizi somewhere. They had someone wasn't available to help him. Who wasn't available? Muzei was there saying, Mtade wabichi, sibidaba, send me the thing that I have put there. Eventually we got his one of his other sons, and he took daddy through how to take down the what? The status. It was things to do with, I don't know, it was a football something, but because it is not him to post anything, but it was a football thing. Glory to God. Be careful. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There is someone who I know exited as telling Dennis one day, some guy was on this group. He posted something. He didn't know that even the wife was there. Then he didn't know how to remove the thing. Then he called the chairman. And he said, chairman of the group, admin, yeah. Admin, sangula kebintu byambadde mpostinga. And the admin was like, but you're the one who posted this thing. How can I remove the thing? Be heho, and he's a munyankole. Sangurebintu, mwen admini nyamba sangura. So this guy, he was there feeling like on a group where his wife was. He didn't even know his wife was on that group because the wife was not also posting on the group. You know, you can be on the same group and you don't even know. Until you post, you're like, hey, boss, why do you want to? When did you join this group? Yeah? But it's possible. So anyway, this guy said, sangura. I think he had posted those what? Sangura machi? Like, there's a word that he used, a very funny word, yeah? Sangura. He was there asking where the girls at. Hey! you have all woken up. He's there posting where the girls at, my friend. He said, sangura bintu, sangura. Ragaza. So, that means said, no. But everyone has seen the thing. He said, nyamba. Nyambo sangure sebo. But now why are you here asking for the girls? So anyway, guys, you see, it is good to live a what? A clean life. Glory to God. If we are going to go into the internet, statuses and all these things, Please live a clean life. You may think that nobody is watching, but one day it will come out. And then also, I want to encourage us with a message that Christ Jesus gave us. This message of the gospel is a very strong message. You don't have to add much. You don't have to add anything. And you don't have to have a PhD. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Romans 1:16 tells us, and this is the power of the gospel, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first, and also for the Greek. Paul is saying he's not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God. Hallelujah. This message I'm telling you to put on your statuses, it is power. I'm telling you, put power on your statuses. Put power on your socials. Glory to God. Speak power. Speak the message. Like Auntie Bridget, speak the message to someone. It is power. You don't feel, please don't feel like you have to help the message of the gospel. Because when you feel those things, you're going to end up even compromising it. You're going to end up, every time you try so hard at some things, you become cringeworthy. Have you ever seen someone who is trying so hard to entertain people, to like to be funny, and now and they end up being cringeworthy? You're like, you get the church. You know, you see people starting to what? To turn away. And the dirty ones are there laughing. Ha, 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 ha. Nenga, the thing is actually not what? It's not funny. It happens to many married people. Your friend says something and you say, Jesus, have mercy. Have mercy. Some say that if the rapture happens, it will happen. There's no if. It will happen. At the start, when you are leading service. So, the message, you catch sides. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, the best. Hallelujah. The message of the gospel is powerful enough. We don't need to add anything. If you add, you will adulterate the message. Glory to God. And don't subtract. I've told you, the life, the death, and resurrection of Christ Jesus. That is the power we are, that is the message we are supposed to take. It is powerful enough. Glory to God. It is what? It is powerful enough. So when we are posting, instead of posting things that don't help, post and know that I'm posting power. Don't be ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God. So every time you feel ashamed to post, to say something, to preach, to reach out to someone, you are actually being ashamed of that. You're saying that what I'm telling you does not have enough what? Enough power. But yet very quickly we can post motivational quotes. Those ones we post, motivational quotes, financial what, blah, blah, blah. Those ones we can post. But things to do with Christ, the gospel, this is too, it doesn't have power. But let me tell you, the message of the gospel is powerful enough, and you don't need to add anything, you don't need to remove anything to convince people. You're working with the Holy Spirit, you're working with Jesus. Changing and her transformation belongs to him. For you, just do your part. Hallelujah. So with that, I'm glad I've walked through this one. Glory to God. Let us welcome Minister Isoke.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.